Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Now, at the time of recording, we are currently just 25,000 subscribers away from the big 500,000. So if you aren't subscribed already, hit that button. Now, without further ado, let's get into our first entitled parent story. I know the rules better than you. I'm calling my lawyer. So, I'm a director of a daycare. I've been the director for the last 8 years. This week, I've been dealing with an entitled mum who thinks she knows how to do my job better than I do. Her first problem was that we require all children to be fully vaccinated, and she doesn't want to vaccinate her child. I told her she could find care somewhere else. She complained that I was violating her personal beliefs and breaking the law. No, I'm not. We have the right to turn away personal exemption cases. She decided she would vaccinate, but only because I'm forcing her to put poison in her child. Her second problem was that she didn't want to do the legwork to get tuition assistance from the state. She wants me to email DWS all her info and her child's start date. I told her we don't do it that way. She needs to contact DWS to tell them her child is attending, and then they will contact us to verify. She has yet to call them, but calls me every day wondering why I haven't emailed DWS yet. Every day I tell her she needs to contact them. She gets mad though and says that it's my job to email them. We've had this conversation every day this week. Her third problem just started last night. She now believes that she is making too much money to qualify for tuition assistance and wants her non-refundable registration fee refunded. I told her it's non-refundable. She told me that I have to return it because her daughter might not be starting since I didn't do my job and contact the state. I reminded her again it's her responsibility and the contract she signed states the fee is not refundable. She told me that I was reading the contract wrong and she said she will be talking to her lawyer about me breaking company rules and that I'm just picking on her because of her vaccination beliefs. I told her to be my guest and I would be happy to talk to a lawyer about everything. She then told me we weren't good enough to take care of her angel and hung up on me. I'm glad I only had to deal with her for a week, but even a week was far too much. Welp, it sounds like a good thing that she's now off your hands, to be honest. A week of her sounds absolutely terrible. I mean, someone that doesn't believe in vaccination, that is not a person that you want in your daycare, that is for sure. Moving on to our next story. You stole cheese, so you should give it to me. So, a little background information. I am a 22-year-old female, and I work in a pretty big cheese factory. Now, every month, we get a huge block of cheese from the factory to take home with us. Since the cheese is made in the factory I work in, it is wrapped in plastic foil, and it doesn't have any brand name or logo written on it or anything whatsoever. This will be important information for later in the story. Today was a day we received a block of cheese, and when I was done with work, I went to the supermarket to do some groceries. My cheese was in my backpack when I was using the self-checkout, that thing where you scan your own groceries and pay without having contact with a cashier. While I was scanning my groceries, there was a woman next to me, the entitled parent, who looked, well, like a 40-year-old who still thinks she is 15. She was giving me weird looks while I was putting the groceries in my bag, but I thought nothing of it since people often look weird at me after I go somewhere after work. As you can expect, working in a cheese factory doesn't exactly give you a nice body odor. I've been given comments about this from strangers from time to time. But when I say I work with cheese, they apologize and say they understand. Until she then decided to speak to me. Excuse me? Sorry, what's the problem, madam? I think you forgot to scan that block of cheese. She points to the block of cheese in my bag. Oh, sorry, but that's not from here. I work in a factory where we get these every month for free, but I understand the confusion. So, you stole it? No, madam. Like I said, every employee gets cheese from the company. I didn't steal anything. By the time I was done with checking out, I was feeling kind of anxious because of the entitled parent and her accusation, so I grabbed everything and left quickly. To refrain from the discussion getting out of hand. I then went to the customer service counter to buy cigarettes. In my country, you have to buy them there. At this moment, I thought it was all over. But as always with entitled parents, it's never over when you think you've lost them. As I was paying for my cigarettes, the entitled parent decided to show up behind me and started screaming in the most awful voice. She is stealing! I caught her, but she is lying and is trying to get away with it! This is why this country is becoming more of a trash show! I turn around with the biggest, really bruh face. Madam, I just told you that— Check her bag! There is a huge block of cheese there that she is trying to steal! The store attendant faces towards me. Madam, may I check your bag? I say no problem and grab the block of cheese while I explain to her about the free cheese deal from my company. All the while, the entitled parent is screaming lies in the background. In the meantime, the store manager noticed a ruckus and came to ask what was happening. Of course, the entitled parent immediately faces towards her and starts ranting about how they dare to allow thieves in their store. The store manager faces towards me and asks, Miss, is this true? Not in the slightest. Like I just said to your colleague, I get this cheese from work every month. You can even check security cameras if you'd like. Yes, do that. She is trying to get away with it. And then suddenly, the store attendant decided to say something. Manager, I think the young girl isn't lying. This cheese is wrapped in plastic foil and it doesn't have any brand name, nor do we sell fresh blocks of cheese here. They only sell packaged blocks. After hearing this, the entitled parent's face turns pale. And again, when I thought it was over, it wasn't. Well then, if you got it for free, you should give it to me, since I'm a stay-at-home mother and I deserve it more. Give it to me! Me, the store attendant, and the store manager all just take 10 seconds of absolute silence to think about what the heck was actually happening. The store manager said, Madam, please keep it down. This girl didn't steal anything nor bother anyone. Just let her be, or else I'm going to ask you to leave. But it's not fair. I'm a stay-at-home mum, so I'm an essential worker. I deserve it, and not this young brat. But she got this from work, and if she is still working, doesn't that make her an essential worker? After this, the entitled parent, Usain, bolted out of the store while mumbling something about immigrants getting everything they want. I'm not an immigrant, but since I have dark hair and eyes, people never believe me when I say I don't have roots from another country. I thank the store manager and attendant and apologize for wasting their time on such a weird matter. Well, OP, while that is kind of you to apologize, this is certainly not an event that you need to be apologizing for. It's kind of rude that entitled parent just got out of there. She should be the one admitting to her mistake. This is the main problem that I have with a lot of entitled people. Yes, they are entitled, but even when they realize that they're in the wrong, finally, after all the ruckus and all the confusion they've caused, you know, wasting staff time like in this event right here, they still then don't apologize at the end of it. I mean, in a very few rare occasions they do, but in the vast majority of stories like this one, they just go about their day and, you know, leave behind the catastrophe they've caused. Kind of horrible if you ask me. And again, we see that argument of, I'm a single mum, I'm an essential worker. I mean, come on, get out of here with that BS, man. Come on. Moving on to our final story now. Entitled dad demands a meeting room to speak with his daughter. Sir, you aren't allowed to see her. So, background info. I worked in a high school in a low socioeconomic area for a while. Now, when you work at a school, you have a database of students' names with basic information like parent contacts, medical issues, and restricted access notes. Restricted access notes just mean that the child is not allowed to be seen by certain people, whether that be due to divorce or something worse. This day was a day like any other, and I was absolutely flat out trying to get work done and deal with phone calls. Then this dad walks in around third period.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Period, and takes a seat, seeing that I am very busy. Eventually, I call him over and ask how I can help him.
Yes, I'd like to use one of your meeting rooms to speak with my child, please.
I'm sorry, I'll have to check if meeting rooms are available for such a thing without a staff member present. They weren't allowed, by the way. No, it has to be just me and her. He started to fidget at this point. I knew something was up now. What was the student's last name and what was your name? He gave me the names and I looked her up in the system. She had a restricted access note for her father, who was the man standing in front of me. Obviously, I can't see the detail on the notes, but it does state that there is a restraining order against the father. I'm sorry, sir, no one by that name attends this school.
No, I know she does. This is the only high school in this area. Just let me freaking talk to her.
Again, sir, there is no one by that name here. I can't help you.
I'm gonna talk to her mother. You bunch of idiots trying to keep me away from my daughter. She's my daughter, and I can see her if I freaking want to.
He called me a few other derogatory terms before leaving the office in a rage. I just ended up sighing and calling the mother to let her know what happened before writing up a report to our interaction in case the police were involved. The mother eventually came to pick up her daughter early. Oh wow, that is a potentially very scary and very dangerous situation. Yeah, as you said, you've seen that there's a restricted access note on the pupil's profile. It says, well, you say that you know that it's to do with a restraining order, but you don't know why that restraining order is there. It could be something, you know, quite trivial, you know, to do with the divorce and the mum not wanting the dad to see the kid just for that benign reason. But it could be something way more serious, you know, abuse, etc., etc. It literally could be anything. Yeah, you've done the right thing there for sure. I assume you have some sort of policy in place where if you see that sort of note on a pupil's profile, you have to say, no, this pupil is not there, not at this school, for their own safety. Yeah, I just worry about if someone had done a different thing in your situation and said, no, you're not allowed to see that student, you know, admitting that they're at that school. The dad could have gone crazy, could have, you know, tried to break into the school, went and found the daughter in their classroom. It could have been absolutely horrible. And yeah, like you say, police could easily be involved in a situation like this. Overall, OP, you did the right thing. Whew, that was a close one, that's for sure. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did, show your support by dropping a like down below, comment your opinions on these three stories, and subscribe if you haven't done already. As I said in the intro, we are now 25,000 subscribers away from the big half a milli. That is just so close. I really want to hit that by the 12th of June, which is my birthday. It'll be a pretty cool birthday present. So yeah, if you aren't already, hit the button and turn notifications on to keep up with my content every single day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.